drove all night and came at dawn to a warm, misty place, barking dogs and the sound of running water. Thomas and Charlie, I said. What? That's the name of this town. Sea level. We climbed straight up from here 10,000 feet. I took a fix and went to sleep in the back seat. She was a good driver, you can tell as soon as someone touches the wheel. Mexico City, where Lupita sits like an Aztec earth goddess, doling out her little papers of lousy shit. Selling is more of a habit than using, Lupita says. Non-using pushers have a contact habit, and that's one you can't kick. Agents get it, too. Take Bradley, the buyer. Best narcotics agent in the industry. Anyone would make him, Chuck. I mean, you can walk up to a pusher and score direct. He is so anonymous, gray, and spectral, the pusher don't remember him afterwards. So he twists one after the other. Well, the buyer comes to look more and more like a junkie. He can't drink. Can't get it up. His teeth fall out. He's all the time sucking on a candy bar. Baby Ruth's, he digs special. It really disgusts you to see the bar sucking on them candy bars so nasty, a cop says. Bar takes on an ominous gray-green color. Fact is, his body is making its own junk or equivalent. The buyer has a steady connection. A man within, you might say, or so he thinks. I'll just set my room, he says, fuck 'em all, squares on both sides. I am the only complete man. The end comes on him like a great black wind through the bows. So the buyer hunts up a young junkie and gives him a paper to make. Oh, all right, the boy says. So what you want to make? I just want to rub it against you and get fixed. Well, all right. Why can't you just get yourself like a human? Later, the boy is sitting in a Waldorf with two colleagues dunking pound cake. Most distasteful thing I ever stand still for, he says. Some way, he make himself all soft like a blob of jelly and surround me so nasty. Then he gets wet all over like a green slime, so I guess he comes to some kind of awful climax. I come here wigging that green stuff all over me, and he stink like an old rotten cantaloupe. Well, it's still an easy score. Boy sighed desirously. Yes, I guess you can get used to anything. I gotta meet with him again tomorrow. Well, the buyer's habit keeps getting heavy. He needs to recharge every half hour. Sometimes he cruises the precincts, bribes the turnkey to let him in with a cell of junkies. Gets where no amount of contact can fix it. At this point, he receives a summons from the district supervisor. Bradley, your conduct has given rise to rumors that I hope for your sake they are no more than that. So unspeakably distasteful that, I mean, Caesar's wife, that is, the department, must be above suspicion. Certainly above such suspicions as you have seemingly aroused. You are lowering the entire tone of the industry. We are prepared to accept your immediate resignation. The buyer throws himself on the ground and crawls over to the Diaz. No, boss man, no. The department is my very lifeline. He kisses the district supervisor's hand, thrusting his fingers into his mouth. The Diaz must feel his toothless gums, complaining he has lost his teeth in a turban. Please, boss man, I'll wipe your ass. I'll wash out your dirty condoms. I'll polish your shoes with the oil on my nose. Really, this is most distasteful. Have you no pride? I must tell you, I feel a distinct revulsion. I mean, there is something rotten about you. You smell like a compost heap. Put a scented handkerchief in front of his face. I must ask you to leave this office at once.